Hey, good morning. Good morning. It's Coach Michael Burt. Hope you're off to a great start. It's Wednesday. I want to get in a rhythm of bringing you guys some of these Wednesday drives and Thursday rhythms and, Friday finishes. I do have a text message that I send out every single morning, goes out to hundreds and hundreds of people. I'll post the link there, and all you have to do is type GoPro in that link, and you'll get a morning message from me. It's my way of kind of paying it forward, getting people started, getting people going correctly. And to be honest with you, Daniel Hodges, most people need the pray drive activated every day. You do need the pray drive activated every day, but most people need a stimulus. Now, here's how I know you're moving to the big leagues. When you don't need a stimulus from another person. Okay, you know you're graduating from the minor leagues to the major leagues when you don't need another person to stimulate you. You got yourself. Okay? So it's like, how do I show up every day and do what I said I was going to do? I was just dealing with a shady character this morning that we had an agreement, and now that shady character don't want to do what he said he was going to do. And this is why people get bad names and bad reputations. And I always tell people, if you got a bad reputation, well, people told me the dude had a bad reputation after I did a deal with him. And here's the interesting thing. The reason people get a bad reputation is because they have a bad reputation. Okay? It's like every bit of that reputation is earned by doing what? Screwing people over, not following through, not following up, not doing what you said you're going to do. So here's what Sullivan called referability habits. If you want to be referred, and referrals when great people go tell other great people how great you are, you show up. You show up on time or early, every time, okay? Really early. Number two, you do what you said you were going to do. Good morning, Brian Covey, Kelly Eisler. You show up with batteries included. You do what you said you were going to do. You see it through to its conclusion. And if you don't, if you can't do it, you don't need to say it. Okay? Don't make commitments you can't make, right? You say please and thank you. You say please and thank you. And you see things through to their conclusion. Now, the first commitment you got to make is to yourself. And the first step is I'm going to grow up. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up. I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to deliver. I'm not going to whine. I'm not going to complain, and I'm not going to make excuses. Now, you may say, this sounds simple. It does sound simple. But just because it sounds simple doesn't mean that people do it. So, my encouragement from you, remember these habits. I'm going to show up like I said I was going to do. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to see it through to its conclusion. And if there's any conflict, we're going to sit down and try a win-win solution. What's a win for you and what's a win for us? And we're going to keep our commitments. Remember, reputations are earned. Okay? Reputations are earned. If you have a bad reputation, hey, there's only one person to blame for that. And it's not the people who think you have a bad reputation. It's you. Because you earned that reputation. And you probably earned that reputation because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. And over a period of time, people lose faith in you. They give up on you. They don't want to associate with you. And you wonder, why do I not have any upward mobility? Why is life so hard? Why is it such a struggle? Well, it's a struggle for people who don't show up what they said they were going to do. Don't say please and thank you. Right, Tracy? So this is what we got to do. We got to first make commitments to ourselves. Those are called internal commitments. And every public victory is preceded by a private victory. Private victories precede public victory. So there's probably some battles that you got going on today that you need to master and you need to win, okay? This is one of the reasons I do competitive intelligence each week. It's one of the reasons I'm doing competitive intelligence next Thursday in Nashville, to come and retool you, man. Rework you. Get that mindset clicking again. Get that skill set clicking again. Really learn the rules of winning in today's world. Right, Travis? It's like that's why I do these things, is because it solves a problem in the world, right? I choose to do it for a living as a profession, but it also solves a big problem in the world because people got to be retooled so much. Okay? So the internal commitment precedes the external commitment. And Sullivan had it right. It's easy to be referred when you show up, when you do what you said you're going to do, when you say please and thank you, and when you follow through. And when you don't, you lose opportunity, guys. And at the end of the day, this is really what the world comes down to. And we live in a world of people who say they're going to do something and they don't do it. They say they're going to follow through, and they don't follow through. So I want to keep this ball moving in a forward position. And the way you keep it moving is habits that I'm talking about this morning. Josh Puffenbarger. We keep the habits that keep us moving in the right direction. Okay. Love you guys. Let's make it a great day. Next Thursday, competitive intelligence. Josh, thank you for helping us with that speaking engagement we're trying to work on with you. And if you're in Nashville, you want to come to Nashville, you want to get rebooted next Thursday, 10 to 2, 10 to 3, I'm doing competitive intelligence. It's the competitive intelligence tour. I have two stops left on Package Your Purpose. I'm coming to Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm coming to Chicago. And that will wrap up the Package Your Purpose tour. Why do you do that, Coach? To go meet people, to go get in front of people. To go see people, right? And you don't need more money. You need more people. Then I'm shifting to competitive intelligence. I got about 6 or 7 stops on the competitive intelligence tour. Watercolor, Florida, where I'm at now, is one of those, May 23rd. One is Nashville. I'm doing 2 stops in Nashville. Then I'm going to West Palm Beach, and I'm going to Michigan, which is a place I typically don't go, Detroit. And I'm going up to Traverse City, which they tell me is beautiful. I booked my spot yesterday, and I'll be taking competitive intelligence up there because I want to meet new people, man. I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want to spend time with you. I want to help you move from A to B, and I want to get you to that next frequency, okay? So you guys have a great day. Remember, Marshall, good morning. Do what you say you're going to do. Say please and thank you. Show up with batteries included. And when a man asks you to go 1 mile, always go 2, okay? You guys have a great day. I'm Coach Burt. Everybody needs a coach.